Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding edge successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's rockstar achiever.
Welcome to the show today. I'm very excited for our special guest, Judy L. Rod, with Murphy Merger and Acquisition Advisors. Judy has been a business owner, broker, and is a certified M&A intermediary. She has over 30 years of experience helping businesses. Judy started her career with Bank of America and rose to become Senior Vice President, heading the regional commercial loan and real estate centers with 150 employees and over a $13 billion loan portfolio. She went on to become a Chief Lending Officer in the credit union industry, and after leaving the financial services industry, she was CEO and founder of a consulting firm focusing on helping businesses from startup to mid-sized companies with business strategy and people management solutions. This allowed her to combine her many years of sales, lending, customer service, technology, and strategy to service her clients. Judy has handled the sales of over 300 commercial and real estate deals over her career and has been in charge of developing commercial, industrial, and retail sites as well. She has owned businesses, so she understands and relates to her clients. Judy finds that the future, rather than the past, is the key to stimulating buyer interest, and she and the Murphy M&A team work to help clients have a viable, exciting plan in place. Her primary focus is on understanding each client's unique needs and orchestrating the Murphy team of experts to get you where you want to go. She is extremely good at managing the transaction and ensuring her clients get the best deal possible. Judy says selling a middle market business combines both art and science. There is a practical side as well as the art of formulating strategies that maximize your business perceived value. Judy, what do you mean by saying that selling in a middle market business combines both art and science?
Good morning. I would say it really is an art. It's not a science, but there's lots of science in it, meaning numbers, the tax returns, the analysis of return, all sorts of information and analysis goes into figuring out the value of a business. And I do that for my clients. That's the science part, the math part, if you will. But the art is really listening to the business owner, understanding everything as much as I possibly can about their business and their unique qualities of that business, and then presenting that information to a prospective buyer. Everybody focuses on the numbers, but the real important part is that art. It's that figuring out what is unique about this business and where can it go from here and those type plans. So that I like the science is fine. I can do that. But I love the art part.
What do you love most about the art part?
Getting to know the business owner I work with small, what I call Main Street type businesses up to very large businesses. But getting to know that business, no matter what size it is, usually the founder has put in so much work. And they've put in so much of their life in order to develop this business. So learning and listening to that story, listening to what their challenges are, perhaps getting ideas and helping figure out where a new owner can step in and what they could do with this company to take it even to the next level. It's just each one is a puzzle. Each one is there's a canvas there to be developed even further, and I get that opportunity to help do that and help show the picture, paint the picture, if you will, for a prospective buyer.
That's beautiful. And I can really hear in your voice as you're speaking, I can hear a passion that you have for doing that.
I do. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Certainly. And I know in previous conversations with you, you talked about being able to help your clients realize their dreams.
Absolutely. That's exactly, it's what I get to do, and that's the pleasure of it. I really serve these business owners. They, again, listening to their story and what they want to do next. Their dream may be retirement. Their dream may be building another company. Their dream may be spending more time with their family. Whatever it is, they have a reason for wanting to sell their business. Sometimes it may be health reasons. Sometimes it's just I'm tired. Business owners put a lot of work into their business, and that fatigue can set in. And so it's whatever their dream is, I listen to that and find a way to then sell their business and position their business in a way that I can help them get the most money for it, and in turn help the buyer get a business that fits. It's got to fit for both sides, so I work really hard on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what kind of difference do you think this makes in the lives of your clients?
Well, I hope it makes a big difference, but I've seen it make a big difference. I've seen people go on to retirement and do the things they want. I've seen people build a new business. So it's getting them where they want to go. And that's my job. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very important. It's all about them. And looking at your website, I saw that your company is very, really takes the importance of, which you have certainly touched on, the importance of listening and creating that those individualized needs rather than using a template or, you know, going with that cookie cutter approach. And like you mentioned, focusing on the number so much, but you're really taking the time to get to know your clients and listening and putting together that individualized and unique program for them. And that's really, really critical and very important, and I imagine quite meaningful for your clients.
Absolutely. Each one is different, and that's the pleasure of my job as well. It's why I have passion for what I do. Each business owner has their unique business, and so it's up to me to figure out. A restaurant is not a restaurant, for example. So if I'm selling a restaurant, this one, yes, they have customers, and yes, they have, you know, a certain common attributes to them. But in general, each one is very different. And so I get to figure that out and share that with prospective buyers.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that not only is that rewarding for them, but I would imagine that is also very rewarding for you.
It's why I get up every morning, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I bet. So when you got started in this business, you've been through or down quite an interesting path in the area of financial services and being a business owner and such, and you've had quite an impressive portfolio of experience. And I'm just wondering, how, going through what you went through, how did you end up in this arena where you are helping business owners realize their dream through the sell and acquisition of their businesses?
It has been an interesting path. I have started out, so I'll go back a number of years. I started out in management, in a management training program for a bank out of college. So that was my first role. And so I had good training, but it was just that training. And then you get put into my first assignment was running a 35-person busy branch office of Bank of America. And I walked in, and of course the people in the branch knew far more than this person that just got off the training program. And I was their leader. The very first day, the power went out. We were having to do things by hand, and it was just incredible. But you just step in and you say, I can do this. I can do this. I can respect all these people and learn from all these people that are, I have 35 people reporting to me and responsible, and certainly responsible for the money of all these clients that are our customers. So big responsibility. But I just stepped in and said, I can do this, and I can also listen and learn from the people that are already there, and we can work together. I've always taken on positions, and so that was a position I'd never been in before. But I figured it out and used my skills, but also just my energy and working hard to make it a success. The next place was a 65-person branch, so that was, you know, incredible. Then I moved into credit, and I had big customers. I had huge customers, and real estate was the position I got into next, and managing a team of lenders. Each position I have gone into in my career, and I've been in a number of them in leadership positions. Each one I can say was challenging. I had to learn. So continuous learning was very important. And to really say, I can do this and not get discouraged. Don't settle. I keep moving. I keep, figuring out and making adjustments and learning. I guess learning and listening are probably two keys that I can look back and say they've made a difference in being successful in positions and then getting promoted to another and another and another. So over time, that's what I did and became senior vice president of a very big unit for Bank of America. Went through the process of mergers and mergers and mergers. Banks do that. And each time it came with a new challenge. But falling back every time, I fall back to the thought, I can do this. And then I figure out how. And I listen to people. So that's kind of the way that I did it. Finally, a merger came where they moved my division to Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm sure Charlotte's a very nice place, but coming from Seattle, that was not a move I wanted to make. So I left the banking industry and went into the credit union industry as an executive. And that industry was wonderful and fit me well because it's all about serving customers and the needs of its members. And so I learned, again, after many years, you learn every position you're in and every day you learn. And really do focus on your members, your clients. The bottom line will come. The bottom line's important, definitely. But put your focus on serving your members, serving your customers. So I thank the credit union industry immensely for reminding me, teaching me, really emphasizing that and living it day in and day out. I left the credit union industry also when they became various mergers and went on to work in pulling it all together. So I know finance. I've worked with business owners my whole career. So the selling of businesses, I work with owners of businesses. I become their mentor. I become, I wear all sorts of hats. I hold everyone's hand through the process. It's a perfect fit for me. I love it. I love it every day.
I can tell that you do. And I love that you love it.
It's very rewarding.
I imagine. And I wanted to ask you about something. One of the things I heard you say over and over again as you were talking about your experience and your journey is you mentioned that you kept telling yourself, I can do this. And you were constantly placed in a new situation where you were inexperienced. You didn't know what you were doing, yet you continued to use that mentality and tell yourself, I can do this. And so you are clearly creating for yourself a belief that you can. But I would like to know, how did you get to that place, or how did you create that belief when you came across things that you obviously knew that you didn't know how to do, and at that moment you couldn't do it? How did you build that belief for yourself?
Good question, and makes me reflect. So I don't know. It is just a way you can sit and worry, and worry is fine because you think things through and you analyze things. But some people come to the conclusion, because of all these things that are, you know, the negatives, or it can't be done. And I've always been a person that looks at all those things and then says, well, it can be, or how can it be? So maybe I can't figure out all of the reasons. I'm not the one that is the smart one in many of these departments and units that I ran. But I kept the energy and the focus on, how can it be done? What can we do? What do we need in order to get it done? And whether it's a simple thing at home, or whether it's a really big deal in trying to figure out how it can get closed. That's, you know, just my attitude. I don't know how I got it, but I just wouldn't give up. I just won't give up. But I truly know that I don't have all the answers, and so it's that being willing to recognize I have some creativity, but I don't know it all by any means. And so figuring out the team, or who has that answer, or who can help me in doing that. Always keep asking, you know, that question moving forward, making adjustments. Has everything gone right? No. But learning from that and saying, okay, so something goes wrong. Then how do we fix that? How do we make it better? What do we learn from that?
Mm-hmm. Very important questions that you asked there. How can we, what can we do, what do we need, and what can we learn from this? And I also really appreciate that you've mentioned multiple times that whole part of going to somebody else and gleaning from their knowledge and their experience. And you didn't look at it as, well, I'm the leader, or I'm the manager, I'm in charge of you, therefore I have to know more than you know. And you didn't look at it that way. It didn't matter what position you were in. You understood that whoever you were managing, that they had things that they could teach you. And I think that's just very important.
I agree. Yeah, you can't do it all yourself.
Absolutely. So, wonderful. So you talked about how you, in a nutshell, how you overcame some of your roadblocks, but I would like to know, what were some of the roadblocks that you came up against as you went through this path?
Oh, how long do you have for this?
Well, if you could just touch on a couple, we don't have to go into a lot of detail.
That's okay. So I think, well, first of all, the biggest roadblock is, internally. So you have to have confidence in yourself, or the I can do it, and figure out, you know, things. So first you start that voice in your head. I guess that's the biggest roadblock, honestly, is it tells you, you've never done this before, Judy. What are you doing? You know, all the things that go on, you know, in that head. It's the biggest one to overcome. So yourself, and the things that roadblocks that you put up for yourself, I think, are the biggest. Then going from there, there are just numerous things that come up, whether it's, honestly, in my time, hopefully that's changed, but When I was in high school, nobody encouraged me to go to college. In fact, they discouraged me from going to college. So because I was a girl, a woman. So that was a roadblock that I had to, my parents were not supportive of me going to college. So I had to figure out a way to do it by myself and, make all the applications and everything and, figure everything out and have it in place by myself before I shared what I was doing with them. So it's, taking those risks. The roadblocks go on and on. The particular major I was in, you wouldn't believe it at the time, but business administration and management was my concentration, and there were very few women in those courses. And so time and time again, as you walked into classes, you were the only one or very few. And then come to find out, I was, you know, had to prove myself time and time again and shine and be the best in whatever it was. So that jobs, walking in to a and running a particular department, then it became age. So I was a woman and young, and having 40, 50 people report to me, that was, you know, there were numerous roadblocks there and concerns and obstacles that I had to prove myself time and time again. So that's okay. You just keep going, and keep learning. Because I every day I learn something. Those are examples of roadblocks I think that come up. Whether today, in my business now, it's working with individuals and whether they want to go forward with the sale. You go and you'll work and everything is going wonderfully, and then somebody gets, you know, cold feet, and even though it's a great fit, they have that fear of going forward. So it's helping them in realizing and understanding and answering, you know, their concerns. So they're roadblocks, small and big, every day, and you just deal with those.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that your experience in choosing to go to college and proving yourself and making it through college is, would you say that's a big part in how you're able to take those experiences into your career and helping your clients through those roadblocks that they face?
I think that's a good point, and yes, absolutely. Everything you do from when you're young to every day, you have things that you learn and you bring with you. And that was certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see how that would make a big difference. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And I love how you have had so much determination and commitment in your own life and how you're able to take that into your business and to help your clients. Clearly, as you've touched on, they face a lot of roadblocks and they get discouraged, and having somebody like you to be there to guide them and to really coach them along is, I imagine, is what makes the difference in them realizing their dreams, like you talked about before.
It takes all of us working on it. Yes, business owners face lots of challenges. Actually, getting a business started is a challenge, but keeping it going is just a real challenge day in and day out. And so whatever I can do to take off their plate, take some worry away from them, make it easy for them, through the process, as they're trying to sell their business, this business they've worked so hard to build, that's my job and my role, to make it as easy as possible for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's very important because, yes, starting a business and running a business is definitely quite a challenge.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, well, Judy, I really appreciate all the information that you've given, and you've given us some excellent points on how to overcome the obstacles that we each face as we go about creating our own businesses or even in life in general. Some very good points. And I know that those are things that we all can learn from, and we can all glean from what you've shared, and we can take that information, and that gives us the opportunity to realize our own dreams. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for all that you do for your own clients and for making a difference in their lives.
Well, Catherine, thank you very much. You're wonderful. I appreciate this time to talk with you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.